you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
More local basketball on tap today here on the Coach's Corner. Talked high school basketball over the last couple of days, but coming up tonight on KOAL, we have USU Eastern Conference action. Both the Lady Eagles and the men's squad are looking to pick up their first conference win of the season. Live coverage of the men's game tonight is going to begin at 7 p.m. Tip-off is set for 7:30. But, of course, you can tune into KOALITV.com and watch the women's game, which is scheduled to start here very soon. Joining us right now in the studio to talk a bit about tonight's action, we have Coach Vando and Coach Jones. First off, guys, I really appreciate you taking out the time to stop by on game day. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Coach, we'll start by talking about the Salt Lake game. Boy, that's a tough one to lose. Triple overtime game against the number four team of the country. We had you in last week, and we talked about the fact that we always play Salt Lake competitive. It's just the way it works. Man, there were some great performances in this game, I know, on both sides of the basketball. But how difficult is it to actually lose a triple overtime game?
Well, I think, you know, for the fans, it was a great game. You know, our kids compete really hard. You know, they fought, and then they follow, you know, the game plan that me and Ray put together. We had a chance to win, you know, before goes, you know, at the end of the regulation, and I think on, you know, the first overtime. So we had, you know, the chance. But one thing, like, you know, like I never say anything. I never have any excuse, nothing. But in particular, this game, you know, Salt Lake shot 65 free throws, and we shot just 29. And we had six guys foul out, and they just have just one. I think, you know, all that, you know, they took advantage, you know, and after three overtimes, you know, we were so tired, and then we're so deep on the bench, and they still have, you know, their starters, and of course, you know, they took advantage and won the game.
Coach Jones, if you go back to Monday's practice, or Tuesday's practice, I mean, the entire week looking back on it, it's been difficult for these guys to recover from that. I mean, that's a loss that could stick with you.
No. One thing I try to preach to the guys is short-term memory. It's something I grew up on. You have to put this one behind you, and you have to take the things away from it that you need to take away from it, you know, both positive and negative. And they responded. I mean, I think we had a pretty good week of practice this week. And I think they're hungry. And I always use the example of Duke back in the day. You know, if you beat Duke, you know, the next team that was on their schedule was in for a bad time, because they were going to get all the anger and all the revenge that Duke had stored up from that loss was going to go to the team that they were about to play. And that's why we try to preach to the guys, you know, we're upset about Salt Lake. Well, then put them faces on CNC and go beat them this game. And that'll make up for what we got going now.
Now, what was the vibe like in the locker room?
After the game, I mean, obviously a three overtime loss, and you know one team has to go to the locker room sad.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, you know, and especially being so close to them. It's like, I mean, it's a rivalry in itself, you know. So they were down, of course, you know, but, I mean, a battle like that, you got to take your scars and take your bumps and bruises, and then you just pick yourself up in the locker room, and you talk about some of the positives, and then, you know, you got to kind of just throw it away, and that's kind of the coach's job, is to just be like, all right, fellas, that one's done. I know it stings, but that one's done, you know. So we have to get ready for CNCC. So you don't have a lot of time to lament in this game. You got to move on.
And Coach Vando, in this game, Nima Namdar breaks the school record for three-pointers made in a game. Between Nima and Milan in the backcourt, I mean, you guys had a pretty dynamic duo in this game. And combined, they played close to 100 minutes of action.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, they played more than 50 minutes. But, you know, like both of the guys, you know, you look at them and we ask it, how you guys are good? I said, man, they didn't feel that any tired, anything, you know. They were so engaged to the game, and they want to win so bad that, you know, like they just play. And Nima was on fire. Nima, like, shooting, like, I thought that he could have shoot from the, you know, half court. So the kid, you know, gets so many confident, and to guard him on that game was mission impossible. You know, they tried to do anything on him, But, you know, the kid was so confident. And then me and Ray was on the bench. When you see the ball leaving his hands, and me and him say, well, yep, bucket. So, like, we could, you know, feel, you know, that he was really, really, you know, that passionate, like, really wants to win. And Milan is the same thing. You know, Milan, you know, he shot good, too. But Milan, you know, got so, like, I think he got 16 assists or something like that. Yeah. So, like, he likes to involve people. And it was good to see, like, you know, like, the whole team was really fight, you know, engaged and play together as a team. Like you said, you know, Salt Lake is the number four in the nation. They have just one loss during the whole season. And we told, you know, our guys, the guys, you know, one or two or three guys cannot, you know, beat, you know, Salt Lake. But if we play as a team, we have a great chance. And like I said, we had it. You know, we had it. But, you know, like I hope. And then, like, you know, like for this game tonight, they're very motivated because, you know, they want to protect, you know, the home floor. And then, you know, we go to CSI and snow. If we come back from that trip, at least, you know, with 1-1, we still good.
You're being joined right now by Coach Vando and Coach Jones of the USU Eastern men's basketball team. Coach Jones, have you ever been a part of a game where you had six guys foul out?
No, I've actually never been a part of that. And it was funny when I was coaching in Arizona, I think we had three or four of them foul out, and I was joking with the scores table. And I was like, yo, do we have any extra jerseys? Like, I'm going to have to sub in. So to have it come back full circle, and then we got six guys foul out this game, like, yo, I think it's me. I was starting to think I'm the problem here. But no, that's a lot of fouls in a game, even for three overtimes. That's a lot of fouls.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Coach Vando was talking about the success of the backcourt. Now moving forward, I mean, I guess if you can kind of pair that up with the front court, I mean, if you guys can get on the same page, it's a pretty dynamic duel. This would be a tough team.
Yeah, when we talk about that, I thought Augie had a phenomenal game. You know, if he doesn't get in foul trouble, and if Nico doesn't get in foul trouble, and this is a different game. I think if they get the chance to play the minutes and not foul out like Kerr and you know, the other big did, I think this is a completely different game. I don't think it goes to even three overtimes. I think we kill it in regulation. You know, so, but you know, that's a part of the game. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
No, well, at this point, Coach, you've been around the SWAC for so long, you kind of know how the officiating is going to go. Can you teach this? I mean, is that something you can teach, keeping your bigs out of foul trouble? I mean, what are some of the things that you watched in that game that you said, okay, look, this is a problem. This is why you picked up a foul in this, you know, in this scenario, especially for a kid like Nico who's returning.
Well, you know, we addressed, you know, the team in the locker room on Monday. And then, you know, actually, like me and Ray, we watch film. And then we said, guys, you know, some of these fouls that we can clear that out off. Like kind of like an unnecessary foul. Like a try to block the impossible shots, or when you get beat, you just, you know, try to reach or slap the ball. You know, we don't have the same calls that the other team have. So, like, we got to, you know, every game, you know, like, we have to watch ourselves and try to adjust what the referees, you know, calling. It's a process, you know, like, we know that, you know, some kids, we're going to learn faster than the other ones. Some kids were going to adjust to the referees and some are not. But if, like you said, if our big guys, you know, play more solid and try to stay out of, you know, the foul trouble, I think it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge because our guards can really score. And we in there, and if we have, you know, the same bigs playing more time like the other team, you know, is doing, I think we have a very good combination between our guards and our bigs. So they just need to stay more time on the court, not on the bench with, you know, foul trouble.
Well, let's talk about Colorado. This is a team that has slowly, methodically gotten better, you know, over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. Their budget continues to grow in the athletics department as well. I remember there was once upon a time, Coach, where they were a doormat. I mean, you knew you were going to get a win when you went up against Colorado. It's not the case anymore. And last year, we kind of got a taste of that. They have added some scores. They had some size last year. How does that translate over this season? And what do you know about this team tonight?
Well, you know, Coach Ray, you know, he's been watching a lot of film, and he can tell you more about, you know, Colorado. But, you know, I know that for a fact, you know, last year, I don't know if you remember, we beat them real bad when we played here. Mm-hmm. I think we beat them by 27. And then the last two, we won by one.
Right.
So, because I think, you know, like they, this is my opinion. This is my personal opinion. You know, when they played against us, you know, they played just us in the whole, they have the whole week to prepare, you know, to play against us. And then they said, well, Salt Lake, CSI, and Snow, their ranked team and all that stuff. Hey, guys, let's take, you know, USU Eastern. So, and then, you know, these kids, you know, like from CNCC, they come to play against us with the blood in their eyes. Like, they are really, really like, hey, let's give, you know, our 100% and try to win, you know, at least one game in our conference. So, and the coach over there, you know, Adrian, you know, he's doing a good job, you know, put a, you know, some, you know, a team together. And but like I said, we gotta bring you know our 100% you know against these guys, because they're very dangerous. And then like when you play with no pressure on yourself, you just play.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, like you can shoot whatever you want, you can do whatever you want, and then, you know, they have a green light to do that. It's hard to scout, you know, a team, you know, playing like that.
Coach Jones, give me the scouting report on Colorado. What do we got to look at tonight?
Man, I think Coach said it. They're dangerous. They're dangerous because offensively, I mean, they push the ball so hard. On a miss, they got guards that will get the ball up the court in 2 seconds. I mean, they are flying to the backcourt. And so getting back just like Salt Lake is going to be probably one of the biggest keys for us tonight. And we got to keep them in front of us. And I think we worked shell drill pretty much every day of practice this week. Dribble penetration is going to have to be something that we keep at a minimum this game. You're going to have to guard your man, but you're going to have to gap, you know, stay in your gaps to help your teammates out. Defensively for them, they pressure. And they'll speed you up. I know they ran a lot of zone last year from what I've heard and seen on film. This year, the two of the games that I've seen, some of their most recent, they picked up man-to-man for the full game, and they'll pick you up 94 feet. And I mean, that in the half court, they'll suffocate you. They'll try to speed you up. They'll reach. They'll claw. They'll pretty much do anything it takes to win, and that's why this is such a dangerous game, because if you don't match their intensity and their energy, they'll try to run you out the gym. And I think if our guys come out flat, you'll see a game that shouldn't be that close, and they'll get confidence, and we'll be trying to build confidence, and that's a recipe for disaster, you know. And so the main thing we're gonna have to do tonight is make sure the guys come out ready to play from jump, and then we'll see what we get from there.
Coach Jones, Coach Vando, always a pleasure to get you guys in the studio. Thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll see you at the game tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Jordan. You know, it's a pleasure. It's fun, you know, like talking about basketball always. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you again, Coach Jones.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Look good in that tie.
I appreciate that, Coach. We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. And again, don't forget, live action tonight at the BDAC for the USU Eastern men's squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk college football. I know we're 2 days away from more NFL action coming up this weekend. But now that the dust has kind of settled on the national championship and players have declared for the draft, we're going to kind of do an overview of the college football season. We'll be joined by Antoine Staley of the USA Today when we return. It's a Thursday edition of Drive Time Sports. Back after this.